The United States Steel Corporation, 500,000 employees and stockholders, present the Theater Guild on the Air. United States Steel presents the Theater Guild, one of America's foremost theatrical producers, bringing into your home each week the most famous plays of Broadway. Tonight we bring you an unusual program, two plays, The Emperor Jones and Where the Cross is Made, by America's greatest playwright, Eugene O'Neill, starring Canada Lee and Boris Karloff. And here is Lawrence Langner, co-director with Teresa Helburn of the Theater Guild, to tell you something about the plays and the players. Mr. Langley.
Thank you, Norman. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight will be devoted to melodrama. In two of Eugene O'Neill's famous one-act plays, there is terror to freeze your marrow, terror to raise your hair. Our first play, The Emperor Jones, one of the most famous of O'Neill's plays, was originally presented in New York by the Provincetown Players. It is an American masterpiece of an unusual kind, for the conflict is between the hero and his own conscience and fears. You might almost say the hero and the villain are one and the same person. In the play, the Emperor Jones goes back, step by step, from a civilized man to a fear-crazed savage. Canada Lee, the star of Native Son, and now playing in The Tempest, will portray the Emperor Jones tonight. Boris Karloff, famous star of stage and screen, plays Smithers. And Everett Sloan is the voice which speaks to the Emperor as he escapes through the haunted forest. The second O'Neill play, also starring Boris Karloff, will be Where the Cross is Made.
And now the curtain rises on the Theater Guild production of The Emperor Jones, starring Canada Lee as the Emperor and Boris Karloff as Smithers. Featuring Everett Sloan, presented by the United States Steel Corporation. Waters to the south and the spillway of Ireland, necklace around the blue throat of the Caribbean, the Indies, southward from the Keys and the Bahamas, the Greater Antilles, the scatter of Leeward and Windward Islands, and the unnamed. They sit upon the inland sea, and we shall choose one, a green mushroom of jungle upon a world of water. This one place where the white timeless clouds drift over, and the great storms gather and break with their fury, and the clean winds come again. The jungle surrounding the villages like a living death, breathing, alive, monstrous with its fauna and mist. The jungle waiting to devour the island empire of the Emperor Jones. Come down from the vista of distant hills, from the summits crowned with groves and palm trees, to this level ground upon which stands the palace of the Emperor Jones. From the portico with its white pillars, come through the wide archway leading into the audience chamber of the palace. It is late afternoon. The heat is heavy upon the air. Into this room sneaks an old barefoot native woman. As she cautiously glides toward the doorway in the rear, Smithers, a bedraggled cockney, seizes her.
Let go. Let me go.
Easy. None of that, me birdie. You can't wriggle out. I got me hooks on you now.
No tell him. No tell him, Mr. White Man. Please let go.
Tell him? Oh, you mean his blooming majesty. What are you sneaking away for? Been stealing?
No. He no steal. You hurt my hand.
Bloody liar. Something funny going on. Melted in the air first thing I got up this morning. Place is like a bleeding tomb. Where's all the air? Oh, you won't say, won't you?
I tell, mister, you know his, I tell. They go. All go.
Run away? To the elves?
Yes. They all go. Me, old woman. Me left now. Now me go too.
So that's the thing. Well, I know what's in the air when they runs off to the elves. The tom-tom will be thumping out there soon, and I'm bloody glad of it for one. Serve him right, his majesty. I only hope to find there when they takes him out to shoot him. He's still here, all right, ain't he?
Yes. Him sleep. Him sleep we go. Please let me go.
He's bound to find out as soon as he wakes up. He's cunning enough to know. I better warn him. Here, you. Where you running off to, old she-devil? Stop and I'll shoot. Hold on. Pop off then if you like.
What's that noise? Who dare whistle that way in my palace? Who dare disturb the emperor? Who's that?
It's me. It's me whistle to you. I got news.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Smithers. What news you got for me?
Don't you notice nothing funny to die?
Funny? No.
Where's all your court, the generals and the cabinet ministers and all?
How come you don't know that? Ain't you sousing with them every day?
I got to in my business.
Your business?
You was glad enough for me to take you in on it when you landed here first. You didn't have no iron mighty heirs in them days.
For polite, Mr. Smithers. I'm boss now, and this gun can prove it.
No harm, Governor, no harm. Blimey, I did give you a start on this island, didn't I?
Yeah, but I do plenty on my own. From stowaway to emperor in 2 years. That's going some.
I bet you got your pile of money inside someplace.
You didn't suppose I was holding down this emperor job for the glory in it, did you?
Sure.
Sure, my money's in a foreign bank where no person don't ever touch it.
But you ain't got no kick against me, Smithers.
Ain't I protected you and winked at all the crooked trading you've been doing right out in the broad day?
Yeah, but meaning no harm. You've been a-grabbing right and left yourself, ain't you?
Ain't I the emperor? Now, you listen to me, Smithers. There's little stealing like you does. And there's big stealing like I does. For the little stealing, they get you in jail sooner or late. And for the big stealing, they makes you emperor and put you in the Hall of Fame when you croak. I learned that fact working the Pullmans back in the States. And when I get the chance to use it, I winds up emperor.
You had the blooming luck you had coming to power with a silver bullet story.
Oh, that silver bullet story. Well, that sure was luck. When that old Lem tried to kill me, takes aim 10 feet away and his gun misses fire, and I shoots him dead, what'd you hear me say?
You said you got a charm so as no lead bullet would kill you. Only a silver bullet could kill you told him.
It's playing out my bluff. I tells him, when the time comes, I killed myself with it. I'm the only man in the world big enough to get me. There's no use in their trying. And they falls down like I was a miracle. Yeah. Look, I'll show you. See? 5 lead bullets in this gun, and then this last silver baby. Don't she shine pretty?
Let me see.
Keep your hands where they belong. She's my rabbit foot. And maybe I need it someday. I know this emperor's time is short. When I see these natives getting up their nerve to turn me out, I resigns on the spot and beats it quick.
Where to?
None of your business.
Not back to the bloody site.
Why, don't I? Maybe I went to jail there for getting in an argument over a crap game. Maybe I splits the head of the prison guard with a shovel because he whips me. And I files the chain off my leg and gets away safe. Maybe I does all that. And maybe I don't.
Maybe it's getting time for you to resign with that blooming silver bullet, what?
What's that you say? Talk plain.
Ain't noticed none of the guards nor servants about the place today, I haven't. Ring the bell, Emperor Jones, and you'll bloody well see what I mean.
What you talking about? Sure I rings the bell. They don't hear me yet. He's outside. I go to his door and ring.
The bloody ship is sinking, aye?
Yeah, I'll try the kitchen. Must be there for show. You're wrong about them. Where they be? In this room here, I'll show you. You follow me. Down this hall, I'll find someone. Hello! Where are my servants? Answer me! The Emperor Jones calling you, you got me? Was I saying I'd sit in 6 months more? I resign the job of Emperor right this minute.
Blimey, but you're a cool bird and no mistake.
They've all run off to the hills, ain't they? Then the revolution is at the post.
Run out to look for your horse? You won't find none.
Well, then I hoof it. Let's see. 3:30. Sun's down at 6:30.
You'll be after your Aunt Nettie. You'll have to cut through the big forest.
You think I'm a natural-born fool? I've gone out in that big forest so many times that I know it high and low like a book. I got food hid there in the ground under a white stone. You think these ignorant natives ever catch Brutus Jones? Not on your life. Once in the woods in the night, I get through to the coast where a boat's waiting. And then... What's that drum beating for?
For you. Getting their courage worked up before they start for you.
Hmm. It takes more than that to scare this chicken.
Tonight, when it's pitch dark in the forest, they'll have their pet devils and ghosts sounding after you. It's a bleeding queer place, that stinking forest. Even in daylight.
I ain't no chicken liver like you is. Did you expect I was silly enough to believe in ghosts and pants and all that old woman's talk? So long.
Hey, you ain't going out that way, are you?
You think I'd go out the back door? I's Emperor Yid, ain't I? And the Emperor Jones leaves the way he comes.
That blue coat with brass buttons and gold bride?
Sure, and my red pants and patent leather boots with spurs. Just the way you see me.
Oh, you're a cool bird and no mistake.
Listen to that roll call. Well, if there ain't no whole brass band to see me off, I sure got the drum part of it. Yeah, I better head for the forest. Better get moving.
Listen to the drum. Listen to your own heart beating, Brutus Jones. You're at the edge of the great forest now, and the night has come. You stare into the gathering dark. What do you see? Nothing. Nothing yet. You're tired, that's all. Nothing to worry about. Rest.
Sit down. Sit down and rest your feet. Feet, you've got a long journey yet before you. Tuck it out. It's just the beginning. Look at them woods. Smithers said they'd be black. He sure called a turn. Now, take off your shoes. That feels good. That drum sounds loud. I wonder if they're starting after me. So dark, I couldn't see them if they were 100 feet away. Oh, sure. Sure, they're miles behind. What you getting all fidgety about? You know what? Your belly's empty. Come time to eat. Smart thing you got that food buried at the edge of the forest. Now, let's see.
White stone, white stone, buried under the white stone, remember?
Yeah, you is. Turn the stone right over.
Reacher.
The other stone. White stone. The other stone.
Guess that's it. Sure enough, must be this one.
Reacher neither.
Next one. The other one. Next stone. White stone. White stone.
Must be here. Next one. Turn them over. Turn them all over. Find that grub. I'm hungry. Need my strength. All these white stones when I only remembers one. Because I lost the plate. I must have.
Light a match. Go ahead.
You going crazy, Brutus Jones? Blow it out. Let me see where you are. For Lord's sakes, use your head. Look at all these white stones. Where's that tin box of grub? Can't tell nothing from them trees. It's mighty queer. Mighty clear. I done lost the place sure enough. What's that? Who there? What is you? Get away before I shoot you up. Get away! That's your trick. They're gone. Oh, some little animals, I reckon. God, you give the game away when you fire that shot. You hear that for sure. Oh, it's time you get in the woods. Get in. Go on, what you scared at? Ain't nothing there but trees. Get in.
Inside. You're deep inside the jungle now, Brutus Jones. Not too bad, is it? Lucky there's a moon coming up. A thin light trickles through the leaves, and soon your eyes get used to it.
Now you see where you're going. No more scratching the hide off your legs in the bushes. How long have I been making tracks in these woods? Must be hours and hours. Seems like forever. This is a long night for you, Your Majesty. Majesty. There ain't much majesty about this baby now. You lost your hat, face all cut up, uniform clawed up into rags. Never mind. This night come to an end, and when you get away with that bankroll in your hand, you laugh at all this. You want all the world to hear you? Yeah. You hear that old drum? Sure gets nearer from the side. It's time for me to move.
Yeah. What's that other queer clickety sound? That is. Sounds close. Sounds like...
Oh, say, sounds like some fella shooting crap. I better beat it quick when I get them notions. Who there? Who there?
Oh, Jeff, sure, my old friend.
Oh, I was mighty glad to see you. They told me you done died from that fight.
Care to join the game? I'm waiting.
How come you to be here? I seen you dead.
Finish the game, Brutus. Care to feed me? Scared?
This a trick. Follow me out here, will you? I kill you dead once. Has I got to kill you again? You take it then! He's gone away. That shot fixed him. Seeing things. You see funny things in this wood. Oh, but it's getting there. It's coming fast. I shoot in shots to let them know just where I am. Go, Gory, I've got to run!
How many hours, Brutus Jones? How many hours now? The moon is higher, but the forest goes on and on. The darkness opens to let you in and closes again behind. How many hours Emperor Jones. Rest a little. Don't get panicky. Use your head.
That's it. Got to use my head. Got to get hold of myself. Oh, Lord, I'm tired. Running like that. Yet that drum sound just the same. Near even. If only my fool leg stands up. Oh, I'm sorry I ever went in for this. That Emperor job is so hard to shake. How'd this road get you? I never remember seeing it before. These woods is full of the queerest things at night. Lord, don't let me see no more of them hands. Oh, hands, you fool black man. There ain't no such thing. Didn't the Baptist parson tell you that? Did you civilize as you like these ignorant natives here? Oh, sure, that was all in your own head. You seeing things because your belly's empty. So, hunger. Affects your head and your eyes. Any fool tell you that. So, you seeing things because your belly's empty. Don't talk. Just rest. Night's half gone almost. You hit the coast in the morning, then you're all safe. Lord. What I see here?
All right. Step along. This ain't a picnic, you black devils. This is a chain gang. You're out on this road to work. All right. Stop here.
Ain't nothing, yeah. Just a hunger in me. They pass by. They leave me be.
You hear that, whip? I'll get to work. Break that rock. You'll rest when you're dead.
Let me leave. My feet fly me away quick before he sees me.
You! You, Brutus Jones, get in that line. Take your shovel.
Yes, I've come. I get even with you yet sometime.
See something?
Oh, no, sir.
There, that'll hold you a while. Now, get to work.
I get him. Back's turned now. I get him now with the shovel. You don't see me. Now. This baby's not your slave. My hand's empty. Where's my shovel? Give me a shovel, one of you. Give me a shovel.
The gun, Brutus, the gun. He doesn't see you quick.
You devil. Ghost or devil, I kill you again.
You shot him, Brutus Jones. Second man you shot. You're in trouble. Bad trouble. The drums sound closer. What do you do now? Try praying, Emperor Jones. Down on your knees because there's blackness in your soul as deep as the forest.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, hear my prayer. I'm a poor sinner. I know that I'm wrong. I know that when I caught this Jeff cheating with loaded knife, I killed him dead. Lord, I done wrong. When that guard hit me with the whip, my anger overcomes and I killed him dead. Lord, I done wrong. Down here where these fool blacks raised me up to the seat of the mighty, I steals all I could grab. Lord, I done wrong. I knows it. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive this poor sinner. And keep them away, Lord. Keep them away from me. And stop that drum sounding in my ear. That begins to sound handed too. Amen. I pray. Lord, preserve me from them hands after this. I ain't scared of real men. Let them come. Put them under.
Hear them, Brutus Jones. It's the others. Are they in your head or are they real? Voices from before your time, from out of your forefathers' bondage. They come out of the woods from all sides. They're planters coming to the slave market. They're bringing the slaves to the auction block. The auctioneer takes his place at the stump. The slaves are led close to you, Bruder, standing right next to you now.
I think that's one of them, that's why. I can't stay here. Run away. stand so close.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll start with this black at my right. Up on this stump, you.
Run, Brutus Jones. You can't. You're on the stump now, frozen with fear. What will you do? What are you going to do? Think.
Now, you take a good look at this slave. He'll make a good field hand. He's strong in body, and he'll work. Look at that back. Look at those shoulders. Anybody care to feel the muscles of his arms or legs? Step up. How do they feel?
Well, mighty fine thing you got here.
Has he any teeth?
Open your mouth, slave. See for yourself, ma'am. Nothing sickly about him. He'll work. Got a good disposition, too. Or a weapon will give him one.
Brutus Jones, shake off your fear. Speak out.
All right. Who's the gentleman? We'll start the business.
What you all doing, white folks? What's all this? What are you looking at me for? What you doing with me anyhow?
Offer 50. I have 50.
Offer 75.
I have 75. I have a 75 bid.
100.
I'm bid 100. That's more like it. Do I hear another? I'm bid 100 twice. Coin. Do I hear 175? Coin.
Is this auction? Did you sell me like they used to before the war? You can't do that to Emperor Jones, you hear? I'm a free man. And you sell me, Mr. Auctioneer? And you buy me, Mr. Planter? No, I'll show you I'm a free man. Keep moving. Must keep moving. Where's the moon? Don't come through the trees no more. It's getting real black here. And me lost my way. Where I run into, I was lost. Shooting this gun off like a fool. Oh, Lord, what I going to do now? Ain't got no bullet left, only the silver one. If one of those hunts come after me, I going to scare him away. Only the silver bullet left. I got to save that for luck. If I shoot that one, I was going to show. Lord, it's black here. Don't this night ever come to an end? I got to lie down and rest. I got to rest.
You can't rest, Brutus Jones. Hear the drums, oh, once Emperor Jones. They're pounding on the drum skin of your heart. Hear the doom the drums are announcing. Where will you hide? Where will you run that you shall not find yourself? Too late, too late. Your clothes torn to ribbons, your body bleeding from the forest whip and the voices, the sound that comes from far back in the jungles of Africa.
What's that sound? Seems like I'm singing along with him. What is I doing? What is this place? I'm down on my knees. Oh, Lord. Like I was kneeling before an altar, like in a church. And that tree, and them stones, and the river. I know this place. Seems like I've been here before. Oh, glory, I'm scared in this place. I'm real scared. Ah, close my ears, Lord. I don't want to hear anymore. Who's there again? Who's there again? Come out! Come out, who's there? Lord. Lord, what I see! Witch doctor! Witch doctor carrying a bone rattle painted red! Doing a dance! Witch doctor from the Congo! Spirit got him. I feel the spirit here. It's coming to me. I feel it. I feel it. Squeeze his body to and fro. The witch spirit. Whispers all around us now. I gotta obey the spirit. Nothing else now.
Ah!
He's pointing. That witch doctor. Pointing to the river. He gives the command for the sacrifice. Calling for the sacrifice. I'm the one. Oh, mercy, oh Lord. Mercy on this fool sinner. I'm coming to the river. I'm falling on my belly right into the river for the sacrifice. No! up out of the river. Crocodile! Crocodile moving out of the river with his green eyes coming at me. Eyes to sacrifice! Ah, what I do now, Lord? Lord, see that you hear my prayer. The silver bullet. Yeah, that's it. The silver bullet. That crocodile don't get me.
Seen him tell us all to take you. And right here's where he went in the woods. Had it all planned, he did. He's miles off by this time and sight to the coast. And you wasting the old blooming knife, beating your bloody drum and casting your silly spells.
He catch him, you see.
Well, ain't you going in and hunt him in the woods? Sitting there with your blooming soldiers and whiting.
He catch him.
Ah, he's a better man than the lot of you put together. I hate the sight of him, I do, but I'll say that for him.
Now, you listen. Come on. Up! Make them go ready. Now go. Bring him.
You ain't thinking that'll be him, I hope.
He got him too.
Ow, blast you.
Him go in circles. Him come back.
Ah. Still and all, it might happen. If he lost his bloody way, he'd likely turn in a circle without his knowing it. They all do.
We caught him. He's dead.
How'd you know it's him and how'd you know he's dead?
My men, they go get silver bullets. They kill him sure.
They got silver bullets?
That bullet no kill him. He got him strong chunk. So I see him. Money. I cook him money. Here comes silver bullet. Here comes strong charm, too.
So that's what you was up to all night, eh?
Yes. Him got strong charm. That bullet no good. Silver good.
Ah, if that don't beat all. Gah, I bet you it ain't him they shot after all. You're bleeding loony in the head.
They come bring the body now. Throw him down, down. Good. Turn him over foot. Him dead plenty.
Well, they did it for you right enough, Jonesy, me lad. Dead as an herring. Where's your eye and mighty ears now, your blooming majesty? Silver bullet. Blimey, but you died in the height of style anyhow.
The curtain has fallen on the first of the two plays by Eugene O'Neill, The Emperor Jones, starring Canada Lee and Boris Karloff, produced by the Theatre Guild of the Air and presented by the United States Steel Corporation. Now, before we bring you Where the Cross is Made, here speaking for United States Steel is the well-known reporter of the American Broadcasting Company, George Hicks. The Theatre Guild on the Air brings you now Eugene O'Neill's Where the Cross is Made, with Boris Karloff as Captain Bartlett, and featuring James Monks as Nat, and Everett Sloan as Dr. Higgins. Margaret Phillips plays Captain Bartlett's daughter, Sue.
Him again, walking up and down in his room. It's the wind bringing it on.
Come home, lad. Come when you like. Oh!
I must end it tonight. I can't wait any longer. The carriage is ready outside. It must be now.
It is the fall of the year 1900. The night is clear and windy. The night bordering the sea, the night bristling with stars. Only the moan of the wind is heard. Only the tone of the thundering surf, muffled and far off, is borne upward from the beach below. The moonlight creeps through the blackness, strikes through the shadow of trees, and defines a house leaning strangely seaward from the high cliff on the coast. A door opens as a man, bareheaded, runs to a waiting carriage, leaps to the driver's seat and takes the reins.
Giddy up. Giddy up, I say. Tonight I'll do it. Get it over. Over and done with. Tonight. Giddy up, you. Get on, I say. Over and done with. Tonight. Such a night as this will break. It must be now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa now. Hello. Hello in there. Open up.
All right, all right. Now, what is it you want, young man?
Dr. Higgins. I must see Dr. Higgins.
No visitors allowed after 5 o'clock. Come back tomorrow at 9.
I must see him at once. It's urgent. It's about my father.
Those are the rules, sir.
But Dr. Higgins knows who I am. My name's Nat Bartlett.
Bartlett, eh? Don't you live in that big house on the cliff? The one that's built like a ship?
Yes, I do.
Captain Bartlett's boy, you say? The one who lost an...
There. Satisfied? Now you know me.
Sorry, Bartlett. Come on in. Dr. Higgins is right across the court there. Don't mind all my questions, but you know how it is. Anything's liable to happen in an insane asylum.
Dr. Higgins, you've got to come with me right away now.
To your house?
Yes, we can't put it off any longer.
But why tonight?
It's on nights like these that my father acts so strangely. With the moon riding high and the wind good for the sails. You must come. You'll see for yourself.
But he's acted strangely before, so I've heard.
Doctor, I feel that something's going to happen tonight. My father's mad. Let's hurry.
Now, Bartlett, while we're riding, I'd like to get the facts straight. You say he has the house rigged up like a ship, and he paces up and down and keeps watch. What's he trying to see? Does anyone know?
Why, everyone knows. The ship, of course.
What ship?
His ship, the Mary Allen, named for my dead mother.
Oh, yes, yes. I recall it now. The papers had something about it.
It was lost 3 years ago in a hurricane off Celebes. Lost, with all on board.
Ah. And your father still clings to a doubt.
There is no doubt. She was sighted bottom up, a complete wreck, 2 weeks after the storm. They sent a boat out to read her name.
Your father knows then, naturally. Well, can you explain?
He knows, all right. He knows. Doctor, he knows, but won't believe. He can't and keep living.
Oh, come now, Bartlett, the facts, if you don't mind. I've never gotten the real story, what with all the rumors. And I'll need to know when we get him to the asylum.
The facts. Yes. You know, my father was a whaling captain, as his father before him. The last trip he made was 7 years ago. Expected to be gone 2 years. It was 4 before we saw him again. His ship was wrecked in the Indian Ocean. He and 6 others managed to reach a small island. 4 of them finally reached Frisco. They were my father, Silas Horn, the mate, Kate, the bosun, and Jimmy Kanaka, a Hawaiian harpooner.
But your father, when he returned here, how was he?
We hardly recognized him. His hair was white, but you'll see for yourself soon. They were all a bit queer, too. Mad, if you will. Well, here's the house. So much for the facts. They leave off here, and the dreams begin.
I suppose this room is meant to be like a ship's cabin. Hmm? And he lives up here, you said. Never comes down.
Never. For the past 3 years, my sister brings his food up to him.
This room is on the roof, I gather.
Yes.
And your father, where's he?
Up on the poop. These few stairs lead to it. He has that rigged up like a deck. Wheel, compass, binnacle light, and the bridge to pace up and down upon. Listen. That's him now.
You say he walks only at night up there?
At night, yes. The things he wants to see can't be made out in daylight.
The ship, eh? The Mary Ellen. And he's apparently a victim of some illusion. Why? There's something else. What is it, Bartlett?
You shall know everything, Doctor. After his ill-fated voyage, he sent for me and told me the dream. Their second day on the island, he said, they discovered in a sheltered inlet the hulk of a Malay prow such as pirates use. And there, in the rotting hull, they found... Guess what, Doctor?
Treasure, shall we say?
You see, the root of belief is in you, too. I asked treasure, to be sure. What else? They landed it, and you can get the rest, too. Diamonds, emeralds, gold ornaments. Why limit the stuff of dreams, eh?
Go on. There's more, isn't there?
They began to go mad. Hunger, thirst. And they began to forget. But not so mad that they did not forget to... Guess again, Doctor. Come.
Bury the treasure?
Simple, isn't it? And then they made a map with a charred stick, and my father had care of it. But the map is no dream, Doctor. We're coming back to facts again. Here, the map.
Confound it. This is interesting. The treasure, I suppose, is where he made the cross.
Where the cross is made, yes.
And here are the signatures, I see. That's yours, isn't it?
As heir to the secret, yes. We all signed it here the morning the Mary Ellen set sail to bring back the treasure. The other three men sailed away on it. My father wanted to go with them, but my mother was dying. I dared not go either.
Then you wanted to go. You believed in the treasure.
Of course. How could I help it? I believed until my mother's death. And then he became mad. He built this cabin to wait in. And as time went on, he suspected my growing doubt. So as final proof, he gave me a thing he had kept hidden from them all. A sample of the richest of the treasure. Behold.
Why, it's a bracelet. Are the jewels...
You want to believe, too. No. Brass, Malay ornaments, worthless. Now you know why he's mad, waiting for that ship, and why I must ask you to take him away.
Come home, lad. Last ship. I've kept the watch. Oh!
He's bad tonight.
Well, I fully appreciate your position. You think it best to take him tonight?
Yes, Doctor. For my sister's sake, you understand? It's hard on her. Besides, I feel that tonight something will happen.
You can rely on me. I'll return presently. I think I should bring along two attendants, just in case.
The door will be left open for you. Come right up, Doctor. I'll be here. Don't fail us, Doctor. Who's there?
Guys, you. What are you afraid of?
Nothing, sister. I didn't know. I thought you were in your room.
Well, I heard someone come down the stairs and go out. Who was it? It wasn't Father.
No, he's up there watching as he always does.
Who was it?
A man I know.
What man? What is he? You're holding something back. Tell me.
A doctor.
Is he one of them from the asylum? Oh, Ned, you haven't. Oh, that would be the last horror.
Why? You always say that. What could be more horrible than things as they are? I believe it would be better for him, away. He'll forget his mad idea of waiting for a lost ship and a treasure that never was.
You know he'd die if he hadn't the sea to live with.
Oh, him and the sea he calls to. But the sea he forced me on as a boy. The sea that robbed me of my arm and left me the broken thing I am.
You can't blame Father for your misfortune.
He took me from school and forced me on his ship, didn't he? What would I be now but an ignorant sailor like him if he had his way?
You're bitter, Ned, and hard. Oh, it was so long ago. Why can't you forget?
Ed, you can talk. When Tom comes home from this voyage, you'll be married and out of this with life before you.
And you'll come with us, Ned. And Father, too.
You'd saddle your young husband with a madman and a cripple? Oh, no, not I. And not him, either. Old Smith told me I could stay on indefinitely without paying. As caretaker. If I have him sent where he'll no longer harm himself.
Oh, no, Ned. Not to that place. Not there.
Ned said he'd give me $2,000 cash for the house if I sell. I could stay rent-free.
You've sold him, Ned. You've sold him.
If it were to be done, if it were, I say, there'd be half for you, for your wedding portion, that's fair.
Do you think I'd touch it?
It would be only fair. I'd give it to you. Oh, you forget I'm heir to the treasure, too. You can, and can afford to be generous.
Well, Ned, you're so strange. You're sick, Ned. You couldn't talk this way if you were yourself. Oh, we must go away from here. You and Father and I.
It's too late for dreams now. It's too late. I've put them behind me tonight. Forever.
Then you've done it. You're sending Father to the asylum. For no reason but your own comfort, your own fear.
No, no, listen to me. See? The map of the island and the treasure where the cross is made. I've carried it a bump for years. That's my curse. Is that nothing? You don't know what it means. It stood between me and life. He taught me to wait and hope with him. Wait and hope day after day. He made me doubt my brain. When hope was dead, when I knew it was all a dream, I couldn't tell it. Oh, Lord, forgive, I still believe. And that's mad. Mad, do you hear?
You hate him. That's it.
No, I don't. Yes, I do hate him. He's stolen my brain. I've got to free myself, can't you see, from him and his madness.
Oh, Ned, don't. You talk as if...
As if I were mad, you're right. But I'll be mad no more. See the map here in my hand?
Oh, Ned, put the lantern down. What are you doing?
Don't be frightened, Sue. I'm only burning the map. See how it burns, and now I free myself and become sane. It must all be destroyed. See? See, it's gone. The last speck. And the only other map is the one Silas Horn took with him to the bottom of the sea. Gone. I'm free. At last. Yes. I sold him, if you will, to save my own soul. They're coming from the asylum to get him. Stop looking at me like that. Stop it. Leave me. Leave me alone now. I'll sit here and wait. Go on.
I'll go. God have mercy on your soul.
To the jail for mad folk. Get away from him.
Father, don't. Please. Ned, are you all right?
He believed in me. And ain't he turned traitor? Mocking at me and saying it's all a lie. And at himself, too. For being a fool to believe in dreams, as he calls them.
You're wrong, Father. I do believe.
Aye, now you do. Who wouldn't credit their own eyes?
Eyes?
Have you not seen her then? Have you not heard me hail?
Hail? I heard a shout, but I...
Mary Ellen, you blind fool! Back from the southern seas, back as I swore she must.
Oh, Father, sit down, be quiet. It's nothing. I tell you, it's nothing.
A Mary Ellen, loaded with gold as I swore she would be. Making port, boy, as I swore she must. Too late for traitors, boy. Too late.
The Mary Ellen? But how do you know?
Not know my own ship. It's you, poor man.
Well, that might some other schooner.
No other, I say. Call to mind the signal I gave the Silas Horn if he made port this night.
A red and green light at the mainmast.
Then look up if you dare. You can see it plain from the porthole here. Will you believe your own eyes? Look and then call me mad. Open the porthole.
Red and green light at the mainmast. Yes. Clear as day.
Mad. Are you sure? Let me look.
Aye, son, you see now clear enough. Too late for you. From above, I saw Horn and Cates and Jimmy Kanaka playing on the deck in the moonlight, looking at me. Come, you can see it clear from the poop deck. Sail-ho! Mary Ellen ahoy!
He's bad tonight, Nat. You're right to humor him.
Humor him? What do you mean? Didn't you see?
Nat, what is it? What are you staring at? Please. There's nothing there, Nat. There's not a ship in the harbor.
You're a fool, a blind. The Mary Ellen's there in plain sight of anyone with the red and green signal lights. They lied about her being wrecked.
But, Ned, there's nothing. Oh, listen to me. Not a ship. Look again.
Go away from me, you fool, you blind fool.
Mary Ellen, it's her, aye. They've lowered a boat, the three. Silas Horn and Cates and Jimmy Kanaka. They're rowing ashore. I heard the oars in the dock. Listen. I hear them.
Oh, it's the wind and sea, you hear, Ned. Listen, both of you.
Ah, they've landed. They're back on Earth again, as I swore they'd come back. They're coming up the path now. Hear them? They move slowly. Ah, they're heavy, I know. Heavy, the two chests. Hark, they're below at the door. You hear?
Sue, you hear?
A shutter in the wind.
Up they come, up, bullies. They're heavy, heavy.
You hear them now?
And only the rats running about. It's nothing, that, believe me.
They're here! Come in, lad. Come in. Put the chest down.
Welcome home, all of you. You, Silas Horn, and you, Kate, and you too, Jimmy Tanaka. You remember me. I'm Nat Barker, the captain's boy.
Sit down, Nat. It's nothing. There's no one in this room.
We'll celebrate, lad, shall we? A long drink to a long boy.
Aye, a drink to warm our bones. It's been many years.
Nat, why are you staring? It's the wind through the porthole.
3 years of storm and calm, but we've come home.
I see you've brought the chest. A drink, and then we'll divide the treasure, shall we?
No, no, listen to me, Ned. Who are you talking to? There's no one. You've got to believe me. No one. Be quiet, there's both of you.
Not here, boys, not here. We don't divide the treasure here, not before my son. He has no right to any of it. The treasure is ours only. We'll go away with it together.
Captain, before I forget, this paper, keep it safe. Well marked.
I thank you, Silas Moore. Follow me, men, up the companionway.
Wait! On, Ned, to the bridge. No! No, wait for me, Father!
Ned, there's no one! Come back!
Father! Father, let me in! Let me in, my share of the treasure! I won't be cheated!
Oh, help! Help! I must get help!
What's the matter? Where's your brother? What's happened?
My father, up there, the day.
Open, open up!
Is that you, Nat Bartlett? What's wrong?
Oh, Dr. Higgins, you come. They've locked it. I can't get in.
Control yourself, Bartlett. I'll go up and see. Well, the door isn't locked at all.
Look out, man. Look out for them.
Them? Who? There's no one here. Wait. Come up quickly. Lend a hand. Your father has fainted.
Doctor, is my father...
I'm sorry.
Dead?
Heart failure, I should judge. Perhaps it's better so.
There was something Silas Horn handed him, did you see? The mate of the Mary Ellen...
Oh, be still. He's dead. Doctor, please go now. Go.
Don't you think I'd better...
Wait downstairs, please.
Yes.
Didn't you see? Horn handed him something. As they went upstairs, I saw it, a piece of paper.
Oh, Ned, come away. Don't touch him there. Come away.
In his hand, still holding on to it, even in death. Oh, well, I've got it now. The map of the island. Look, it isn't lost for me, after all. There's still a chance.
Oh, Ned.
My chance.
Oh, please,
I'll go. I alone will go, and I'll find it. See? See? It's written here in his own handwriting. The treasure is buried where the cross is made. Look, look, Sue. Look out through the portal. How the light changes upon the water. Green and gold deep under the sea. I've been drowned for years. Save me. Oh, save
Doctor,
me.
Doctor, come here. Come here. My brother, too. My brother.
Here again is Lawrence Langer to tell you about next week's Theater Guild play to be brought to you by the United States Steel Corporation. Mr. Langer.
Thank you, Canada Lee, Boris Karloff, James Monk, Everett Sloan, and the other players in Where the Cross is Made and the Emperor Jones. Now, next week, we're going to bring you one of the greatest romances of all time and one of the loveliest screen actresses to play it. The star is Miss Joan Fontaine, Academy Award winner, who will be heard in a dramatization of Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen's immortal novel. You all remember Miss Fontaine in Rebecca and Frenchman's Creek. I'll let you in on a little secret about Miss Fontaine. She's the best thing that ever came out of the town she was born in, Tokyo.
Our fighting men have won the victory. The most tremendous job in history. They have beaten our enemies to their knees. They have won the war. But we at home have not finished our part of the job yet. A very important part of our task is buying bonds until the victory loan quota in every state is met and passed. We don't think it's necessary to tell you again all the good reasons why you should buy bonds. You know them. And we don't think it's necessary to urge you to buy. And so we'll just remind you on this Armistice Day that this is the victory loan, marking the greatest triumph in American history. It means that every American has a chance to participate in that triumph. It doesn't matter whether the bond you buy is big or small, you'll be helping our nation. That's the important thing. The United States Steel Corporation hopes you will be with us next week at the same time when we'll bring you Joan Fontaine in Pride and Prejudice. If you'd like a program notes and cast list of tonight's Theater Guild on the air prepared for each broadcast with information about the play and the players, simply address United States Steel Corporation, Radio Department, 71 Broadway, New York, 17, New York. The staff for the Theater Guild on the air includes Homer Thicket, director, George Condolph, producer, and Armina Marshall, executive director of the radio department. Music for tonight's play was composed and conducted by Harold Levy, and the play was adapted for radio by Norman Rostam. Your announcer, Norman Brokenshire.